death and destruction in southern storms.
We saw the piece of roof hit my mother's car.
House GOP moves to gut ethics office.
More difficult for Congress to police itself.
Customs chaos.
It was like a line of 1,000 people or more.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, at least 5 deaths are blamed on violent weather that barreled through the South, and more stormy conditions are forecast today. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in hard-hit Alabama.
A fast-moving storm drenched the Gulf Coast, bringing heavy rain, floods, and possible tornadoes. 4 people were killed in Rehoboth, Alabama last night when a reported tornado caused a tree to fall on a home. About 150 miles west of there, flash flooding stranded cars in Jackson, Alabama. In another part of the city, strong winds ripped a pair of massive trees from the ground.
I saw the first tree go, hit the second tree. I was going to see trees in my living room. And it hit the house. The whole house shook.
In Mount Olive, Mississippi, semi-trucks were toppled. Homes were shredded and power lines were snapped.
I am definitely not going out in this one.
Pounding rain in the Florida panhandle was coupled with dangerous lightning, knocking down trees and damaging homes. In Walton County, one person drowned.
Now to Washington, where the night before lawmakers convened the new Congress, House Republicans voted to slash an independent ethics office. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
The measure was proposed by Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte. It reins in a watchdog put in place by Democrats in 2008 after an investigation of Republican lobbyist Jack Abramoff led to his conviction and exposed a ring of corruption. Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi released a statement last night saying Republicans claim they want to drain the swamp, but the amendment Republicans approved tonight would functionally destroy this office. Even House Speaker Paul Ryan spoke out against the measure, which would rename the Office of Congressional Ethics the Office of Congressional Complaint Review, barring it from investigating anonymous tips and giving a separate ethics committee run by lawmakers the power to end any investigation of their colleagues.
The new GOP-led Congress plans to take aim at Obamacare and may include Social Security and Medicare as it considers cutbacks. CBS's Steve Dorsey says members will be sworn in just a few hours.
One of the earliest and most controversial measures the House is set to take up will be adopting new rules for the 115th Congress. House Republicans have proposed punishing members who take photos or shoot video on the chamber floor. They could be fined up to $2,500. It's in response to a sit-in by Democrats in June demanding a vote on gun control legislation. Some streamed it live.
The Trump transition team says Robert Lighthizer has been picked to be the U.S. Trade Representative. He's a critic of China and was a trade official in the Reagan years. In a tweet this morning, Mr. Trump blasted General Motors for selling a Mexican-made model of the Chevy Cruze in the U.S. He says the company should pay a big border tax. When it comes to Russia and the hacking during the campaign, CBS's Pam Coulter tells us
the president-elect will be meeting with intelligence officials who he has repeatedly said are probably wrong about Russia's meddling in the U.S. presidential election. He told reporters on Saturday that he has information other people don't know about, suggesting the revelations could come as early as today.
Customs at some airports around the country, a mess for hours last night thanks to a system outage.
We found long, long lines. I mean, ginormously long lines.
The woman in Boston, in Miami.
He didn't say anything. Service is pathetic. That's what I say.
Well, CBS's Michelle Miller at New York's JFK Airport.
Officials are still trying to figure out what went wrong yesterday. There is no indication that this breakdown was the result of any sort of malicious hack. Still, Customs and Border Protection insists that it had access to all of its national security databases. All passengers were screened according to its procedures.
Emergency crews at Dulles Airport outside Washington got a heads up to check the cargo hold of a United Express flight from North Carolina.
He was a baggage loader at Charlotte Airport.
45-year-old Reginald Gaskin found inside was okay after the 90-minute long flight.
They accidentally locked him in the cargo area.
Airport workers in Charlotte sent out word there was a possibility Gaskin somehow was on board. The manhunt's intensifying for the gunman who shot and killed 39 people inside a nightclub in Istanbul, Turkey. Live to the foreign desk in CBS's Vicky Barker.
A Turkish broadcaster is reporting two foreign nationals have been detained at Istanbul's main airport in connection with the New Year's Day attack. And Turkish media have published a video selfie of the man police reportedly believe carried it out. In it, a dark-haired young man with chiseled features stares grimly into the camera as he walks among the locals and tourists in Istanbul's Taksim Square. Ever so briefly, the shadow of a smile or a smirk crosses his face. Not clear when the video was shot. Steve?
Well, here at home, a jury is getting set to weigh the ultimate punishment for the man convicted of shooting and killing 9 people in an African-American church.
I'm Jim Crisul in Charleston, South Carolina. A day-long competency hearing has prompted a one-day delay in the start of the sentencing hearing for convicted church shooter Dylan Roof. Federal Judge Richard Gergel ruled Roof is mentally fit to serve as his own lawyer. The 22-year-old avowed white supremacist faces a possible death sentence.
A horrific chain of events at a home in Amarillo, Texas. 4 children dead, 6 other people sick. They were overcome by a poisonous cloud. Fire Captain Larry Davis says it began when someone in the home used a pesticide.
These people were having a rodent problem at their house. They tried putting down poison themselves to take care of the rodents. They were not aware of the consequences. They put water on this chemical, which created the poisonous gas. This particular gas can cause respiratory failure, and it looks like that's what happened in this case. They've lost 4 other family members.
10 first responders were taken to a hospital as a precaution. Well, 2016 was a year of change in Cuba. CBS's Brooke Silva Braga says the shift in relations with the U.S. was good for business.
The increase of American tourists going to Cuba helped the island nation welcome a record number of travelers in 2016. 4 million people visited Cuba. That's a 13% surge, according to the country's tourism ministry. In the first half of the year, the number of U.S. travelers jumped 80%.
College football's Rose Bowl was a record setter, the highest scoring one ever, as Southern Cal rallied to beat Penn State 52-49. CBS's Steve Futterman in Pasadena.
This may have been the most exciting bowl game in the postseason. Southern California scored 17 straight points in the fourth quarter to turn a 14-point deficit into a 3-point victory. Entering the fourth quarter, SC trailed Penn State by 14 points. It appeared Penn State was on its way to a victory in the Rose Bowl. That's when Southern Cal took over.
The SpaceX company says it plans to resume flights as early as next week after finding the cause of an explosion that destroyed a rocket and satellite on a Florida launch pad back in September. The company says an investigation found that the tank failed within a larger liquid oxygen tank. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, the 3rd of January. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.